Man is a reasoning being rather than a reasonable being. Man is a reasoning being rather than a reasonable being. We are reasoning as to why something is so and why things happen and why they don't happen. And we don't have to reason because we already know. We already know what is the divine. We already know what is the ideal. We already know what is the perfect expression of all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. We already know these things, but we don't know that we know them because we tell ourselves we don't know that we know them. Now, we can tell ourselves we know that we know them, and we will know them, and we will know them beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically, joyously, wonderfully, and it'll be so fantastic that we'll be so happy with it that we'll be just delighted beyond words. But we are reasoning rather than a reasonable being. What does it mean to be a reasoning rather than a reasonable being? When you are reasoning, you are trying to come to a conclusion. You're trying to come to a way of looking at something and say that that can be. It's reasoning to judge and say that you are not this, but you are what the appearances tell you. You are what the obvious is, the outlook that you are. But to be a reasonable being, you are looking at the ultimate truth of yourself. And you're calling forth that ultimate truth in every area of your life, and you're calling it good and very good, and you're calling it to be that which you are and that which you will always be. You do not want to know anything else other than your divinity. You do not want to know anything else other than who you truly are. And it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing to be who you truly are. Because when you know who you truly are, then you really have everything going for you. Are you ready to live your life from who you truly are? Are you ready to live your life from who you really are and knowing what you are and knowing why you are this? If you're ready for that, then it's ready to be lived in that way. What is a reasonable being? A reasonable being is a being that lives their life knowing everything is in divine order and knowing it is now. Knowing that everything is magnificent and knowing that everything is magnificent now. Because that is all there is. If you are a reasonable being, you will say, I am divine. I am wonderful. I am glorious. I am good. All the divine created me, and the divine created me as itself, and itself is perfect. Itself is wonderful. Itself is good. Itself is the ideal. The divine created me as itself, and itself is the ideal. Now, I can play the game of not being the ideal anytime I want, and pretend that I'm not the ideal and have that be the image that I'm living up to, but it's not my reality. Because if I'm a reasonable man, if I am a reasoning man, then I will do that. If I'm a reasonable man, I will know who I am and be it every moment of my life. Can you say all the time, I like me, I like me, I like me? You can. But do you and will you? When you do this, when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, then you have put into motion for yourself some of the most fantastic, glorious experiences that you could ever know about yourself. When you walk out the door in the morning and you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, then you look at the world from the I like me point of view. You look at the world from the I think that I'm a wonderful person. I am living the ideal divine me that I am. And then my every moment thought, my every moment idea, my every moment attitude about myself is, what is the ideal me? Who is the ideal me? What does the ideal me think all the time? What does the ideal me expect of myself? What does the ideal me want of myself? What is the ideal me? And you see, the more that I know it, the more that I am it, the more that I love it, then the more that that's what I experience every moment of my life. I am the ideal being. And that's the only reasonable thing that we could ever consider about ourselves, because we are created by the infinite ideal allness. We are created by the goodness of the universe. We are not created by the badness, that's for sure. We come sometimes call ourselves a bad seed, and what stupid worry way to think about ourselves. Can you imagine thinking of yourself as a bad seed? What a silly thing to do. What a stupid thing to do, to think of yourself as a bad seed. And you don't want to think of yourself like that. You want to think of yourself only as being the divine seed, the divine being. That's beyond being reasonable. That's beyond being reasoning. And that's into the reasonable aspect of who we are. Live who you are today. Begin who you are today. Love who you are today, and say, I am divine, I am divine, I am divine, I am divine. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And say these things until it becomes the most reasonable thing in the world for you to say. It becomes the most reasonable idea for you to hold in your consciousness. It becomes the most reasonable aspect of your being, and there's nothing else to think about save that you are divine, that you are wonderful, that you are good, that you are all that is wonderful, all that is magnificent, all that is the most desirable thing in the world. Are you the most desirable thing in the world? Are you the most wonderful thing in the world? Are you that? Well, reasoning won't take you that way. Only when you step into, out of reasoning and into reasonable, and you'd be a reasonable being. A reasonable being is a being that is all the time saying, I like me, all the time saying, I am divine, all the time saying that there is only one place for me in this world, and that is at the tippy top. There's only one place for me in this world, and that is to be aware that I am divine, to be aware that whatever divine means, that's what I am. And I am that today. And I am that tomorrow, and I am that every moment of my being. Man is a reasoning rather than a reasonable being. We created ourselves as a reasoning being. We discuss with ourselves, we fight with ourselves, we try to come to conclusions with ourselves, we try to determine for ourselves what is right and what is our highest and what is our best, and we never get there because we say, look at the appearances, look at the appearances, look at the appearances, and this is what we do to ourselves, and this is why we want to stop that right now. Stop that right now and be the magnificent beings that we are. Be the wonderful beings that we are, the glorious beings that we are. And when we are the glorious, wonderful beings that we are, we're no longer reasoning. We are being reasonable. We are saying, that is my divinity. That's my allness. That's who I am. I am all and nothing more than my divine self. And I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm living in that allness and that awareness that says I like me, and I feel good about it, and I feel wonderful about it, and I feel glorious about it, because that's me. That's who I am. I am a reasonable being. Reasonable from the point of view that I am divine. I am all that is good and beautiful. I am all that is ever to be in my world. That's myself. That's who I am. Man is a reasoning rather than a reasonable being. Is that true? Man is a reasonable being. And we do not have to reason ourselves into it. We merely claim it, name it and claim it, take it and claim it, delight in it, and be it right now. For that is who we are. Be yourself today and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order, and I am wonderful now. I love you. I love you. I love you.